Welcome back to Main Street Hangouts. I'm your host, Sean.
I'm your host, Sam.
And this is episode 1 of season 2. Sorry for the absolute break. No warning, no nothing. Life has just been life.
We're busy people.
Busy people. I also had to go through some things with a couple episodes of removing them for X reasons and
stupid reasons.
Preach. So that's just kind of put my damper in things per se, but also again, like having to do everything over the phone now per se, other than, I mean, right now I'm with Sammy, so, but yeah, I don't know how much we'll try and get, once a week in. That might be difficult. But I have plans for, interviews. They just need to get booked per se for recording. But as of now, Sam and I had yesterday came back from a indie wrestling show.
Okay.
That's where I was trying to go. That's where I was trying to go. But yeah, a little indie wrestling show, Great Canadian Wrestling. This is our second one, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. I mean, good wrestling, but like, just the night itself is also just hilarious, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time we got stuck at the corner of stairs for the walk-ins.
I got stuck at the corner of the stairs.
I mean, okay, you were like closer by an inch.
Closer by an inch.
I mean, you were, like, sat right in front, but I was not that far, if that, depending on how we want to. Yeah. And obviously, we had to start yelling, especially at our favorite, Bay. Is it Bay?
Yeah. I think, actually, it might be Bia.
Bia?
Yeah. I think it's Bia.
I kept hearing so many. I think I heard Bay from someone, but then, either way. Sam got in a yelling match the first time we went.
Lost my voice.
Yeah. With her and the Saved Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was...
You got a whole foot in front of your face.
I got a whole foot.
No, like, he was, like, a whole, like, foot away from my face. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I did not get a foot in my face.
I mean, the one also did... Pour my water on, or my water on his head. So
yeah,
interesting.
It was fun though.
Yeah, I mean this time I got Bea real good. She tried to flip the hat off this time, did not get it, and then their camera guy just literally in my face during that whole. Oh God. Oh, and then, yeah, when we watched, because the first time we went, that YouTube video is up, or at least of Bea and Jordan Grace, TNA's women champ, so you can see us in the back. Although, they don't catch her tipping my hat off, though.
Mm.
Which I don't know if I'm thankful or like, hey, what the hell, that was good shit. But got a bunch more signatures to a shirt that I also won through a raffle the first time. So we're starting to get a bunch of that. I want to, after this episode comes out, I'm definitely going to tag GCW, see if we could get any of them for interviews. Because I think that'd be hilarious.
Who'd you want to interview?
Bea. Who else? asylum if we could. Who, at the end, grabbed a gentleman's dick and twisted it. Grab his dick and twist it. Sam was getting corrected by a child on how to say it, too.
It really was. This child was, like, fucking six. Sorry for the swear word. I'm not sorry, actually. And everybody's chanting, grab his dick and twist it. And I just went, grab his dick. And then this kid looks at me and he's like, you said it wrong. It's grab his dick and twist it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll say it right next time. My bad. But like, this kid was like swearing up a storm. He was losing his mind. He was like being fucking Michael Cole with fucking GCW. And I was like, oh my God, who is he? Who is he?
I could hear him going off. I didn't see much, but it was awesome. It was hilarious.
He just kept going, oh, that's a hard kick.
Well, yesterday, I don't even remember his name, but he Flexible Man. He did the splits and shit.
Oh, I don't remember his name either.
But
I was so distracted by the fact that he did the splits. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, he did like a little like drop split on the dude or whatever. Or on Andrew Love, sorry. I should say the dude. As I remembered his name, so on the deed. Good for Andrew Love because his Instagram, he fought Imperium on SmackDown in like 2022. And then, I guess, also, according to his Instagram, he was security for The Miz.
Huh.
Yeah, The Miz Force or whatever. But I don't remember what year that was.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I'm also kind of intrigued as to then, or being that case, who they have in WWE looking out for out very, like, under, or, underrated outside talent.
Mm.
Because we met Jordynne Grace and TNA's women's champ because she was at the Lindsay show out of fucking nowhere with her husband.
Yeah.
Got photos with her and I had, asked her how the hell she, well, not these exact same words, but just how she managed to get into the freaking Royal Rumble. And Triple H saw and reached out. So I'm like, I'm just curious how the heck someone from Oshawa would, his talents, manage to get him.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm impressed, so.
No, they're really good fighters. Like, they definitely know how to entertain a crowd. But the Port Perry crowd was fucking dead compared to Lindsay.
I mean, not as many people, but they weren't as cheery, per se.
There was, like, nothing.
No. And I'm not gonna lie, I think the four of us carried.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Although everybody, when it was just you and I rooting for Skull Crusher.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Woo. And then I was like, when the hell did he become a heel? He was face in the tag team. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, this is the guy I'm gonna root for. Beforehand, because I saw him there, and I was like, oh, no, he's a heel. Well.
I backed you up. I had you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And those kids in the on the other side, the hella rooting for fucking Van. Like, holy crap. And then the one, I swear to God, punched Bea right in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. It sounded like that was probably the most brutal hit for the night.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of chops going on. Chops being like slapped to the chest.
Oh, sorry. It's too early.
Fair. It's 11.
Shh.
30.
Shh.
Okay.
No one needs to know what time we do these.
I was going to say, we don't have a consistent schedule, so. It's either like 6 at night, noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess now that we've just moved on to season 2, just just amping, I get, or just amp up a whole new, hopefully better year or segments of this podcast after the break. I just thought about the first episode that we did, because we were talking wrestling and we were supposed to be talking
only murders in the building.
Only murders in the building. And as we've never gotten past episode what of season three?
I think we made it to episode 3 of season 3.
Yeah.
We cannot tell you who killed him.
No, because we have not seen it. And
we have no idea.
No idea. Are you watching any new shows, Sammy?
I'm watching a lot of K-dramas.
Okay.
Like Korean dramas. I watched one recently called Twinkling Watermelon. It's a stupid title, I'm aware. The Korean like version of the title makes more sense, but then when you translate it to English, it kind of gets a little fucked up.
Oh.
I don't know how to say the Korean title, so I'm not even gonna try.
Wasn't gonna ask you, but
but it's good. Yeah. And then another one I'm watching is called Lovely Runner. And it's still ongoing. A new episode came out today, so when we're done this, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there were only 8 episodes when I started watching it, and now there's, like, I think this is the 13th or 14th episode. Every episode makes me cry. Every makes single
sense.
One.
Makes sense.
So sad. So good, but so sad.
Is it all just sad?
Well, like, no, it's happy for, like, a bit, but each episode is, like, an hour long. Like, it's almost like a full fucking movie.
Yeah.
And a lot happens in that time. Some of it's happy, and some of it's real sad.
Give me one example of real sad from the...
Okay. Episode 7.
Whoa.
Don't even know how to explain it without sounding like the show is so stupid. This girl is a fan of a K-pop idol. They went to school together. He liked her in school, but she didn't know who he was. She becomes a fan later on in life, and then he dies. Okay, that's what happens in the first episode. He dies. Oh. She has this magic watch that was his from high school that she bought for $300 million.
What the fuck?
Well, Korean won, which is like 30,000, I think, Canadian.
That's still too much.
Yeah, it's still a lot. Or is it 3,000? I don't know how much it is right now. And she somehow loses it in the lake after he dies. Like, they all think that he committed suicide. So she goes into this lake to get the watch, but she's paralyzed. Like, she was in a bad accident, like, years and years ago. So she's dragging herself along in the river. And I'm not kidding. Grabs the watch, somehow goes back in time to when they were in high school to try and save... His name's Sunjay. To try and save Sunjay. Well, he is in love with her, but she doesn't know that. Eventually, they start, you know, dating and whatever. Then she goes back to the future and he's still living, right? He hasn't died yet.
Is she crippled then?
No, because her accident didn't happen. Because what happened was this guy tried to murder her, but Sunjay saved her.
Oh.
So she was okay.
Oh.
So she went back to the future.
Is that how he died then?
No. I'm getting there. Okay, so episode 7, she goes back to the future. And she meets Sunjay again. He's still an idol. She's trying to get him to work on this movie because she's a like movie producer or whatever. And he's like, no. But like, he's still in love with her from high school. But she also rejected him in high school. Stupid bitch. That man's attractive. And then eventually they're hanging out and whatever. And she confesses her feelings to him, and then they have a pretty intense makeout session by her door. And then he goes home that night, and then he goes to like a shoot, and he calls her, and he's like, "Hey, I missed you. Like, I'm gonna see you after." And then he goes home to get changed. His manager calls and is like, "Hey, what room in the hotel are you in?" Well, all of a sudden, his hotel room starts like getting the doorbell rung.
Okay.
And he's like, "Well, why'd you ask if you're already here?" Goes to open the door. It's this guy that tried to kill the girl years and years ago when they were in high school. He's come to kill Sanjay.
Whoa.
And he succeeds. And it was very sad. It was very traumatic. So then she goes and she finds the magic watch again, and she goes back to the past. And this guy is still trying to kill her. So now I'm at the part where she's pretended like she doesn't remember him. Like, her past self has come back, and she doesn't have any memory of when the future self is in her body. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, so like when she comes back from the future, it's a different her.
Right.
Than what's already present in the past.
Right. Okay.
And when she goes back to the future, the past her comes back but has no memory of the future her being there.
Oh, okay.
So she pretended like the past her was there and that she didn't remember that her and Sanjay were dating. All because she knew this guy was going to try and kill her that night, and she didn't want Sanjay to be there. Because the reason he keeps getting killed in the future is because he was there that night to save her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it.
So, that's it. It's called Lovely Runner. It's very good.
That's a nicer title. That makes sense.
Than Twinkling Watermelon? Yeah.
Does Twinkling Watermelon have to do with anything with watermelon?
No, a girl is deaf. And she gets abused by her mother.
Oh.
So then this boy that likes her starts learning sign language to communicate with her. And the mother doesn't like that. So then she slaps the girl. And then gets mad because he's the only person in her life that's ever taken the time to learn sign language to communicate with her.
Oh, damn.
Her mom's all like, "Just learn how to fucking hear." Which is not possible. And then they fall in love, but she thinks that he's using her for money because her family's rich. And he's like, "No, I just like genuinely
like your
care
daughter.
About you. If I didn't, I wouldn't have taken the sign language
lessons." I was
gonna
say, that's
lessons.
A lot of effort to...
Yeah. Yeah. I actually haven't finished it, so that's all I know.
Wow.
What you watching?
Rick and Morty. Yeah, I don't know. I just keep getting YouTube shorts on there. It's like, where the fuck am I? Where is it streaming? And I was like, oh, Amazon? Cool. Like, having my Amazon account. But then it's on. But then you have to sign for Stack TV because you can't. I'm like, fuck off. But there's a movie on Prime. I forget what it's called. But guess who stars in it? Dylan Sprouse.
What movie did he do? Oh, I know it. Does it also have a black lady?
No.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
How long ago was that movie?
I don't know, because I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Just because I thought he was done acting, or at least I know he wasn't acting for the longest time, while Cole was doing his thing.
Beautiful Disaster?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Is that the black lady one?
No.
Okay.
It's the white lady one. Oh, yes. No, the one I was thinking of is a completely different movie. Doesn't have Dylan Sprouse in it.
No.
He's not even in there.
But I was just like, oh, he's back to acting, because I thought he had...
No, he's been back for a while. Like, he was in one of the After movies.
Oh.
Not the one that I made you watch.
Well, yeah, I think I would have recognized.
I think he was in the second one.
Oh. Good for him, then. Huh. Because the last thing I remember of him is Sweet Life on Deck.
I watched the final episode of that the other day. Still makes me cry.
Yeah, where they all graduate.
Yeah, and then London's like, Mr. Mosby says to London, like, call me if you ever need me and I'll be there. And she's like, I've got you on speed dial.
Oh.
And then walks away from him. And then his phone rings and he goes, hello. And she goes, I have an emergency. I'm gonna miss you. Every single time makes me cry. Every single time.
Yeah, that shit cute as fuck.
I'm like, shit, I can't do this.
Oh, Brandon Song.
She's so pretty.
And married to...
Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
They have two kids.
And he's on the Hollywood Walk of Fame now.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah. So is 50 Cent now, I think.
I'm sorry, 50 Cent is on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Or, yeah. Deadass, I think so. Hold on. I just remember Dr. Dre and Eminem being there to celebrate with someone, which was most likely 50. Oh, okay, here it is. Is it, who made it? Oh, it's Dr. Dre. 50 was there, so was Eminem and Snoop, so. Dr. Dre made the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, man. This is going to be a quick episode, that's for sure.
Why are we both so tired?
I don't know. I do not know. Weekends are like my only days to really sleep in, so.
I was getting very annoyed with your mom. She kept texting me.
When?
Today, while I was trying to sleep.
About what?
If I was awake.
Okay.
She was like, hey. 4 minutes later. You awake? Do you want food? What I want is to sleep. Just sleep.
Just leave Sammy be.
Sammy knew what time we were doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Sammy was dragging her ass, but she was moving.
You were. I was like, Sammy sets her alarms or does whatever she needs to do. Sammy's not late for, anything. I was going to say most things, but I have no idea.
No, I'm never late for anything. I'm exhausted, but I'm never late.
Look at you go.
Thank you. Yeah. Should we talk about Saturday night?
Yeah. What further do you...
Sean needs to think about what happened Saturday night.
Well, I know we went to the rest...
No, we went to the wrestling that was Sunday.
You want to talk about Saturday?
It's not like she listens to it.
Oh, then go ahead, buddy. I want. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, do I bring it up? But I was like, I don't want to do that to Sammy. But then I'm like, well, if Sammy wants to talk about it, let's talk about it.
You. Sammy had a date.
What? Well, sorry. I'm happy for the concept that Sammy went on a date.
Yeah. We went bowling and I kicked her ass and that felt good because I generally suck at bowling. Sean's not paying attention.
No.
But he would agree.
You've gotten better, buddy.
I have gotten better.
Yeah.
I've been getting more and more strikes.
Yeah, by the sounds of it. Yeah, holy shit,
I don't
buddy.
Know. I don't know where this talent came from.
106 to 67 on your date, buddy.
And that was just the first round. I killed her every single round.
As you should.
Thank you. I got a fucked up shoulder too, so the fact that I was doing so good, I was like, shit.
Damn, bud.
Yeah, so we went bowling, and then by the time we were done bowling, all the restaurants in town were closed, and we wanted to get food. So then I was like, well, I mean, you can come back here. Like, you're gonna have to meet, like, Sean and, like, their partners. And she was like, oh, okay. So I messaged Sean's mom because I live with her. And I was like, is it okay if so-and-so comes, I'm not going to say her name, comes back to the house to like hang out for a bit? Yeah, that's fine. So we show up and just Sean and his girlfriend are awake. So we come down and we're playing Clue Conspiracy, which is fun. And then we order McDonald's and everything's great. Then Sean and his girlfriend leave us.
Yep.
I'm left all alone again. And for those who don't know, I'm very anxious and I have a hard time saying no to people.
Yes.
So then she's like, oh, I want to see your room. So then we go to my room. We're sitting in there for a bit. And we're just like watching music videos and shit. And then Sean comes down to check on us, I guess.
Check on. I wanted to say goodbye like a proper host, per se. Or just guess, whatever. But I didn't stay too long because the girlfriend was tired. That means I'm tired, too.
Yeah. So then he left again. So then it was just me and her alone in my room. And I was like, oh, shit. Like she's nice, but like sometimes she's very overwhelming.
Well, have we talked about the first thing that happened?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Quick recap: she went to her place. The first time they met.
Second time.
Oh, second time. When was the first time?
First time we went to Gusto Grande.
Oh, sorry. Second time, Sam goes to her place, comes back, absolute hickey on the neck. It was like it was like 3-4 separate hickeys, but like all in the same spot. It looked like one giant hickey. You texted me if I had a whisk, so I knew where you were going with this. I threw a spoon in the freezer just in case. And you also had a fat ass lip.
Yeah.
And your comment to that was, you're like, I do? I was like, buddy, yeah. You look in the mirror and you go, huh. Well, it would make sense. She was biting it pretty hard. And may I add, not the most consensual time.
No, it really wasn't. Not a single time did I say yes.
Which, no offense to your date. Or
she's not going to listen to this.
I know. Sam got sexually assaulted, basically.
Yeah. But my stupid ass still went on another date with her.
Yeah.
So then we're in my room, and then she's like doing these like cheesy pickup lines and whatever. And eventually, like, we're kissing, which really caught me off guard, but, like, previous status has shown I have a hard time saying no to people. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. And then she goes, this one was so stupid. She was like, Sam, you're so cute. I would smell your toot. And I was like, no, get the fuck out.
She's older than us.
Yes. No, she's older and she's a teacher. So I was like, no, get the fuck out. Go home. We're done. It was also like 1 in the fucking morning. I was tired.
She said she was going to leave like 11:30. Yeah. And we were getting closer to 12. And then it's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And then, fuck. We're walking up the stairs. And like my bedroom door is like very loud. Like when I open and close it, like it makes sounds. So we're walking up the stairs. And I guess everybody was still awake.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I had no idea the other two were not asleep because I thought they were that tired.
Same. But every other step, she'd turn back and want a kiss. And I was like, no, like, seriously. Like,
I definitely heard that because I was like, oh, they're leaving. And I said to my girlfriend, I was like, oh, she's leaving, about time. And then I was like, I'm hearing a bunch of like, and I'm like, what's happening? Because you haven't even made it up the stairs, but I can hear you walking up the stairs.
Yeah. And I was trying to make it up the stairs. I was trying really hard. And then we get to the front door and I'm like, okay, bye. Like, just tell me when you're home. You know. Because you got to make sure people don't die.
Yeah.
And then she like starts like making out with me. And then she's like pulling my hair and like moaning, and we're by the fucking front door. Every single person who was here that night sleeps on the first floor, and she was not quiet. She was not fucking quiet, and I was getting annoyed, and then she started like groping me, and then she tried to go for the neck again, and I was like, oh no, we're not doing that. Like,
I'm glad you rejected that. Holy thank you. Crap.
I work with old people, like. My old peoples don't need to see that. They have an image of me that I want to keep.
Yeah.
They think I'm great. They call me their angel.
Oh my God.
I know. Makes me feel good. And like, it was like fucking, what, 20 minutes of me going, okay, you need to go. Like, please leave. Please leave.
Yeah, it was a bunch of just kissing.
I was trying so hard to just, and then eventually I was like, okay, I open the door and she's standing out there and she's like, okay, bye. And then she wants another kiss. And I was like, for God's sakes, God's sake. So I kiss her once and I'm like, okay, bye. Shut the door. I was like, ain't no way. She's not coming back.
Yeah, shut, lock, lock it.
Yeah, I shut the light off and then I went down to my room and went, nope. And then I woke up yesterday to a bunch of teasing.
I mean, yeah, you came outside. We were like, I didn't want to say anything when mom was there, but it was said, and holy crap. Oh my God. Yeah, you're like, did you guys hear that? I was like, yeah. And the other two were like, yeah, we hadn't fallen asleep yet. We weren't even sure what was going on while we could hear. I was like, oh my God. The fact that all but one.
I seriously just wanted her to leave. I had had enough.
That's fair, though.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, when you were like, oh, she groped me, I was like, damn, she's really not doing any better, eh?
No. No. She wants to see me next weekend, because I'm off next weekend, and I was like, I don't know. Originally, she wanted to see me the 31st, but that's my mom and dad's anniversary, and then my birthday's the next day, so I was like,
Yeah.
I don't really want to spend my birthday weekend with you. I want to spend it with the people I actually like.
And we're on that list.
I don't think I'm going to do the wrestling.
No.
Because I work my birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep calling in for wrestling.
Do you work the Sunday then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That whole weekend I work.
So what's your game plan?
We can do something after work or before work.
Okay. What, how many are you having? Is it just the two of us coming?
That sounds so lame.
But it's also chill. That's what you want compared to last year.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't decided who's coming because Holly made it sound like she wanted to come.
Ah. She might say something if I see her today, so. Or when I do. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm getting a fish.
Oh, how did you manage that?
Your mom doesn't know.
Oh, right. Yeah, my dad, right? I remember now. Yeah, they asked what you wanted. You're like, I want a fish. Or something along those lines.
Yeah, I was like, you know what I really want? A fish, but Julie won't let me have a fish. And then Heather called your dad, and then your dad was like, I'll get her a fish. And I was like, oh, I'm getting a fish.
Yeah, when you go through those two, things go a little differently around everywhere else. Yeah.
Apparently, everybody else is just getting me, like, gift cards for the bookstore. And I was like, fuck, I don't have any books I actually want.
Whoa.
I have all of them.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
I was so upset. Like I mentioned to you, though, I'm upset that I couldn't get the gift I wanted for you. The jacket.
Oh, yeah, the F1 jacket. Speaking of F1... So Airbnb has iconic houses now.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was a Ferrari house. Jeez. Like the bed is in, like, surrounded by F1 Ferrari cars. And it was on the news, and I was watching the news with your mom because we were eating dinner. And I was like,
holy shit.
I want that.
Where is it?
Well, your mom was like, oh, look it up, because, like, it's free to stay. You just have to, like, apply and get accepted. No charge.
Whoa.
So I'm like looking. Nothing's telling me like where it's at. Then I get to the bottom. Italy.
Well, I see why it's a free of charge. Because we got to spend the money that we would stay in there and to get there.
Your mom at first was so excited. She was like, who would you take? And I was like, well, I would say Sean, but Sean doesn't like F1. And it's one bed, and I'm not sure how Caitlin would feel about it.
It's just a one bed place.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know if Caitlin would feel okay with Sean and I being in Italy in one bed surrounded by cars. And then I was like, I would say my brother because, like, we both like F1. We both like Ferrari. That sounds like a pretty sick kind of like thing.
Yeah.
But again, the one bed thing, I was like, He's sleeping on the floor.
was gonna say, I would sleep on the floor.
And also, like, my brother and I would fight the entire fucking time we were there.
I also believe that, yes.
So then your mom goes, well, maybe it's better to take Sean. I was like, is she, like, serious about this right now? Like, what?
Can you imagine?
And then,
happy birthday. Plane tickets to Italy.
And then when I told her it was in Italy, she was like, oh, never mind. And I was like, yeah, no, that's a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also have the Up House. And they have a crane that lifts it so it feels like you're floating. But it's in New Mexico.
That's horrifying.
And I told your mom that it was in New Mexico and all we have to do is get across the border. And she was like, no. And I was like, but it's still free.
Are these iconic ones free?
Yeah.
We should look into it.
There's none in Canada. And when I read the one for the Up House, because it's obviously closer than Italy.
Yeah.
It said that we had to live in the same country.
Oh.
And we live in Canada.
Canada, nada.
Canada, nada. Canada, Inca shit. Why is this going on God. So much?
No, that sounds pretty dope.
Right?
I just want to do a big trip with friends, though.
Same.
Because I know last year for my birthday, or leading up to it, Caitlin was thinking, it's like, oh, what about a Florida trip or something? And, like, we try and get, like, as close as to 10 people that we think who can get time off to come out. And we rent, like, a 10-house Airbnb for Florida or something.
Mm.
But, I don't know. I still want to do that.
Florida's expensive, though, Shawnee.
It is.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm going to read you these. You can design your Incredibles super suit. So you can stay in, like, the Incredibles.
What?
Like, Edna's house?
Yeah.
Yeah. That comes May 24th. You can make core memories with Inside Out 2. Oh. So, like, you stay in, like, the world of Inside Out.
That's kind
of You
cool.
haven't seen it.
No.
You can stay in Prince's Purple Rain house. Which, I mean, if you're a fan of Prince, that's pretty fucking
I was going to say, yeah, okay.
That comes in August. Go VIP with Kevin Hart.
Yo, what?
That comes in August. Join a living room session with Doja Cat.
Whoa.
That comes in October. Train at the X Mansion. So, like,
yeah, X-Men.
Go on tour with Freed. Freed? F-E-I-D? I don't know who that is.
Oh, are they not the podcasters? Nick D and... What did you say? F-R...
F-E-I-D.
F-E-I-D? Wait. F-E-I-D. Never mind. Colombian singer. I was thinking of a whole different duo.
Drift off in the Up House. Crash at the X Mansion. Game with Cobby Lame.
Oh, whoa.
Spend the night in the Ferrari Museum.
I'm assuming that was the one you were just talking.
Yes. Shrek Swamp.
Kind of cool.
I'll see where that's located. Sean. Barbie's Malibu Dream House.
Oh my god.
Kensway.
Oh, Kensway.
Ted Lasso's favorite pub.
Oh.
Houseplant Retreat. Home Alone.
Ooh.
The Last Blockbuster.
Oh. They just turned it into a house now?
I guess. Okay. Shrek Swamp. Hosted by Donkey.
Oh.
The United Kingdom.
Still cool, but...
Three guests, studio, two bath, one bath. Oh, two beds, one bath, sorry.
Two bath.
Two bath, one bath. Donkey has one review, a 5-star rating, 7 months hosting. Okay, requirements. You'll need an active Airbnb account and the app to participate and be a resident of an eligible country or region. It won't cost you anything to submit a request, but it's sold out.
Damn.
The only ones that we could even look into, or join a living room session with Doja. Go VIP with Kevin Hart. Stay at Prince's Purple Rain House. Inside Out. And the Incredibles.
Incredible one sounds actually so sick.
Los Angeles, California.
Where's the Doja one? Because I don't listen to her like crazy, which is going to sound like the dumbest thing. But that's pretty fucking cool.
Tell me where it's at, because I want to know. It just says more details coming soon.
Damn.
I just want to know where these places are located. I don't think it will tell me, because they're not out yet.
Damn. But those are pretty sick, honestly.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'll show you photos of the F1 one, like, when we're done this, because it was sick.
All right, bet.
Like, it had the cars, and it had, like, trophies, and I was like, fuck, I want that.
Damn.
I want to live there.
Well, we're sitting at 44 minutes.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
We did pretty good.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening to the first episode of season 2. For viewers out there who don't know, I dropped my most recent single, almost 2 months ago or something like that. Stabbed on every platform right now. And gonna try and keep this going as best as we can. Look out for July 6th, Money in the Bank, Toronto. Possibly. I mean, Sam and I will be attending as fans, but possibly could be attending for press reasons. I don't know. I filled out a Google form. I will hear back by June 4th as to whether or not we get accepted and as what we will be doing. We'll end up finding out along the way whether it's we're in the after show press conference, maybe we managed to get an interview with someone. We don't know yet, but when we find out, you bet we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna be, or at least I will, and coming up with questions for whoever will come fucking about, because if we don't find out who we'll be talking to, we need questions for everyone. Huge thank you to W Energy for sponsoring this episode. W Energy is the makers of clean gamer energy drinks that help to enhance focus, concentration, and reaction time with no jitters, crash, or bad sugars. Try their starter pack today with 10% off when you use our code MSHPOD10 at checkout. That's 5 unique flavors plus a shaker for $23.40 with the 10% off when you use our code.